Hi, everybody. Welcome back to WFAN's Baseball Insiders Yankees and Mets podcast for Friday, July 2nd, Subway Series. So we're doing it together. I'm Sweeney Murdy. He's Ed Coleman. Eddie, we got used to doing this together for a while, but it's been a little while, and now we get to see each other in person, Yankees and Mets Subway Series. How you doing, man? A little Jacob deGrom domination last night, per usual, right?
Yeah, but he got a late start, as a matter of fact. Three runs in the first inning. We were all shocked by that. and then he came out and gave up a double and a single to lead off the second inning. He didn't score. It was first and third, nobody out. And I said, what the heck is this? What's going on? Did he change bodies with somebody? But then he mowed down 18 in a row and 14 strikeouts. So he got back to normal. And, you know, once again, it's funny you bring up last night, Sweeney, because, you know, it's been a typical Met game of late. They have trouble scoring. They get a couple of Dom Smith home runs. They get a run early, as a matter of fact, to take a lead, 1-0 in the first inning. But then, you know, after that, it stalled out most of the game, and they end up losing it 4-3, and that's been their lot. They've scored, I think it's 22 runs now in the last 8 games, and, you know, similar production over, you know, the previous 10, basically. And, you know, they're averaging under 3 runs a game, basically, right now, so that's not going to cut it.
That's where the Yankees were for a very long time. They've been better. They've got some of their guys going a little bit more offensively, so there's some signs of life there, and they're probably glad that they missed DeGrom, you know, and that's, you know, that's the one guy that you were afraid would obviously shut him down here. But they're, you know, it's a weird series. And, you know, usually in the middle of the year, it's rare when both teams are really good. And right now they're not both really good. The Yankees are struggling mightily. The Mets are in first place, but you're talking about some of the issues there. They're both teams. These are not exhibitions. These are games that mean something to both teams right now.
Yeah, I think they're vital games for both teams. They really are. It comes at a crucial time for them, you know, right before the All-Star break, obviously, when you get a little break. But at the same time, you know, the schedule is tough for the Mets. Washington is breathing down their neck. Washington has a tough slate right now. They have 3 more with the Dodgers at home. Then they go out west to face San Diego and San Francisco. So the Mets get a break in that sense. The closest team to them is going through maybe the toughest part of their schedule. But, you know, the Mets have Milwaukee coming in for 3. The Brewers are red hot. So they're struggling right now. And they continually have injury problems. They lost another starter in David Peterson. I don't think they lost him for long, but he's going to miss his next start. So that leaves you open on Monday after the Yankees series when they face Milwaukee. And they're continually getting guys back. They're going to have Brandon Nimmo and Jeurys Familia, I think, this weekend. J.D. Davis will come. But Jeff McNeil and Michael Conforto are back, and they haven't exactly set the world on fire. And McNeil has looked, I think, very poor at the plate thus far, so that's a problem. Conforto had an RBI single last night. But again, you know, I think we've talked about this before. You know, it's one thing to get your injured players back, but then it takes them a while, I think, to assimilate back into the lineup, you know, feel themselves out a little bit, feel their role, know the guys around them, and get going. So that takes more time, and that's more games off the schedule.
I think that's the interesting part about the Yankees is that they're finally healthy. You know, I mean, we spent a lot of time wondering how many games that Stanton and Judge could be in the lineup together. Well, they've been in there pretty much a lot. Stanton had one little spell with the quad injury. Otherwise, he's been pretty healthy. Sanchez has started hitting again. LeMahieu has started hitting again. Yet, there's still something just really off because there's a lot of guys in the bottom half of the order, including Gleyber Torres, who really haven't taken off. But you're seeing little signs of life, and they had a couple of, you know, they did well against the Angels for everything except the ninth inning the other night, and that was a total disaster. And that's going to be the interesting part again. I mean, listen, you spent a lot of time, you know, trying to figure out Edwin Diaz and everything that's gone on with him the last few years. The Yankees are in a really bad spot right now with Aroldis Chapman, and it's coinciding with this crackdown on the substances. So there's, you know, there's no way of really knowing, is he just going through a stretch, or was he doing something that he's no longer allowed to do, and that's affecting him? So because as he's lost velocity, he's relied more on the slider and on the splitter, and now you're wondering, okay, so what is the real problem here with Chapman? And I think that's the biggest thing for the Yankees right now, Eddie, is that they can get through a series with a lot of their relievers, and they're starting to hit a little bit. But they probably need to get a game or two this weekend where they know Aroldis Chapman is back, and I think that's going to be the big thing.
Yeah, I think when, you know, closers blow games, and we've seen it with Edwin Diaz, what a disaster it was in 2019 when he had just an awful season, it takes more out of you. You can, you know, any game blown late by the bullpen in the late innings is going to hurt, but I think especially when the guy you count on to give the ball to and get three outs, and three quick outs usually, and that falls apart, like Chapman did the other night, obviously, and Diaz has a couple of times this year. You know, those are killers. Those are killer losses right now. The other guy, too, I think with you, is Gerrit Cole, who we're going to see on Saturday. Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting. I was looking last night. Jacob deGrom has had 14 starts now, and the Mets are 10-4 in his starts, despite the loss last night. It's usually 4-10.
Yeah.
Because they never score for him, and he pitches great, doesn't matter, and they end up losing the game. But they've been good. With Cole, he's had 16 starts, and they're 8-8 during that time. And you've got to go out and win Gerrit Cole games. You know, you got to figure out how to win. Now, he may not pitch great every time. He's not going to. We obviously know that. But somehow you got to figure out how to get a win when your ace is out there. Not every game, but you've got to do better than 8-8. And I think, you know, obviously with the new rules that are in and everyone is adjusting to it, you know, he's come under a lot of scrutiny as well, too.
Cole was about, you know, as honest as he wanted to be when he talked about, you know, spider attacks. So you know that it's a factor. He simply hasn't been striking out as many guys. And he had three really good starts in the aftermath of that, including against Minnesota after the Josh Donaldson comments. And one of them was against Toronto, a pretty good offensive team. And then he threw up the real clunker last week against Boston when that's a game that they just needed him to be good and needed him to be better. And they just, you know, it couldn't be four runs in the first inning and out you go. He needed to be better. And that's the interesting part to me is the bounce back. I still think that there is a really good pitcher there, even without the substances. He's just not striking out as many guys. And I think that's kind of what you have to live with and figure out. The elite pitchers are still going to be elite. There's a lot of guys in between who, you know, those are the ones who are going to start to show up more, I think, in figuring out whether or not, you know, they're going to be any good or not. But it's important for Cole, less about the substances to me, Ed, more just about bouncing back from what was a terrible start. And his team needs every one of his good starts, like you said, at this point in time.
Yeah, I would agree. Listen, he's an elite pitcher, and he's going to be an elite pitcher this year. Most of his starts are going to be very good starts. That's what I believe. I'm frankly, I guess, maybe surprised, and maybe I'm being naive about it, with the effect that it's had on a lot of pitchers in baseball, like Garrett Richards coming out and saying, I can't pitch anymore.
Yeah.
I can't do this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think a lot of pitchers probably feel that way. They feel naked without what they have been using for a long time and what's been, you know, kind of wink-wink, you know, accepted in baseball. But at the same time, you know, everyone has to adjust to it. I think they will over time. You know, like I've said all along, stop messing around with the baseball. Just keep the baseball the same every year. Maybe we can figure this out. It'll be a lot easier, you know, instead of having to, you know, apply different substances or find better ones each and every year.
I think that's the key. And the thing is that has to be bargained. Baseball put itself in a position where they could do this on their own with no political things whatsoever. It's enforcing a rule in the books. Anything else, whether it was agreeing to a substance that everybody could use or changes to the ball, well, that's all stuff that they have to work out in bargaining. So you and I, I'm sure, will have plenty of time over the winter to talk about these things, and maybe even next February, March, and April, depending on how things are going. There's a lot of things happening there, but we're at the halfway point, basically. We're halfway point of the season here, a little bit of time left to the All-Star break. Trade deadline is coming, and the Yankees are going to be in the market for a center fielder, no doubt about it, and maybe a pitcher because of the lengthier loss for Corey Kluber now and figuring out when Luis Severino can get back here. Mets needs at the trade deadline over the next month. How do they materialize?
Well, listen, you would say offense simply because of the trouble that they are having on offense, but frankly, I think they need another pitcher. You know, they're kind of patching this together, you know, with the Corey Oswalts and Jared Eichhoffs, and they found a real gem in Tylor McGill, who you're going to see on Sunday night. This is a kid who started at AA this year and was quickly, after three starts, bumped up to AAA, where he made five more, and then has come up here and made two very good starts. Now, he hasn't lasted long in the game, but he's been very impressive. He's very cool, calm, and collected on the mound, has very good stuff. I've been surprised at how good he is for a guy that I really didn't know even before this year. Now, we're at a little bit of a disadvantage in spring training because we don't get to know or see a lot of the guys like we used to. But this is a kid who, you know, is an eighth-round draft choice. I mean, he kind of came out of nowhere. But they've been patching it together with guys like this whenever, you know, an injury has come up. Marcus Stroman, it was just away on bereavement, so he's going to come back and pitch this weekend. But, again, I think they need at least a guy who is going to go out there and give you innings, a guy who – like a Merrill Kelly in Arizona, who's pitching very well right now. He's pitched three terrific games for them in a row. You know, I don't know if the Diamondbacks are willing to part with him. That may be a guy you want to keep for the future. But, you know, there are several guys like that around baseball that it doesn't have to be, you know, a bona fide, you know, bonanza starter. But I think it's a guy that you got to be able to count on to go out there every 5 days. And I think they really need that right now.
He's Ed Coleman. I'm Sweeney Murdy. This is just a little taste because I'm guessing by the weather, you and I will get a chance to do this a few more times over the course of the next couple of days. We'll wait and see. WFAN's Baseball Insiders. You can get it on Odyssey at Apple Podcasts. Hit subscribe and review. You'll get it delivered to you. Our Mets and Yankees reports straight to you every week. Eddie, thanks for doing this now, and I'm sure we will have fun talking more over the course of the weekend.
I'll see you this weekend, Sweeney, and a lot of you.
Thanks, everybody, for listening.